Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav, and we will begin on Daf Nun Hey Yom Beis at the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom. Begins the Mishnah Megadif. If somebody, Rachman Latzlan, curses the name of Hashem. And as the Rishonim explain, the Torah speaks clearly about the Aveira of a Megadif. But there's a Machlokes, what is that Aveira? Some say the Megadif means cursing Hashem's name. That's exactly the subject of our Mishnah. Others say that when the Torah speaks about a Megadif, the Torah actually is referring to someone who worshipped Avodah Zarah. However, the Mishnah did not want to use the words Hamakalel, very serious word. So that's why the Mishnah uses the words Hamagadif. And says the Mishnah Hamagadif Ein Chayif is not Chayif for this horrible Avera, Achi Farash Hashem, until he clearly pronounces Hashem's name. As Rashi says, if someone will have a situation where one person mentions Hashem's name, and the next person just after hearing Hashem's name says a curse, that is not what the Isser Chiv Skil is for. Certainly, as everybody explains, that too is certainly Asr, but it's not the din that our Mishnah refers to. Arav Shuban Karcha, B'chol Yoim, during the deliberations of the Din Torah for such a situation, B'chol Yoim, Donim is Eidim B'kinui. Every day when they spoke about this offense, they didn't actually mention Hashem's name. Keep on repeating it. They would just mention a kinui. What they would say was, Yak Yoisi is Yoisi. That would be a pseudonym to understand that they meant Hashem's name. Now there's a very fundamental machloikus rishonim, what shame Hashem has to be used to be considered a situation of Megadif. Some say it's the name Yudke Vovke. Others say even the name Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. Actually, that machloikus I saw someone connect to a machloikus of what is the proper girsan Mishnah. The girsan Mishnah we have is Yoisi, with the last word letter of the word Yoisi being a Yud, as is the last letter of the name Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. However, if the proper girs of our Mishnah is Yoisa, that would be an indication that it would be Yud Kei Vav Kei, as Yud Kei Vav Kei ends with a Hey. Interesting pshat that I saw from the Or Sameach. He says, if you actually think about the name Aleph Dalad Nun Yud, he says the Aleph Dalad Nun Yud has really two different uses. It's used as the name of Hashem. We know that when we in the Siddur see Yudke Vavke, we don't pronounce it any other way than Aleph Dal Nun Yud. Or it could also mean master of the world. So it really depends, says the Or Sameach, in what context did the person use Aleph Dal Nun Yud. If he used it in the context as a name of Hashem, then that would be a situation of Makalas Hashem. If he only used it as a description, as we're going to see in the Gemara, that may not be a situation of Makalas Hashem. Nigmar Hadin. Now, when the Din Torah is about to end, and Bezdin has never heard from the Edom saying clearly what shame was used, the halach is, says the Mishnah, they can never finally execute somebody if they didn't hear the Edom say explicitly what they heard. Ella, therefore the halach is, they remove everybody from the Bezdin, and they begin the following procedure. And as the Mefarshim explained, why must they hear explicitly what was said? So I saw two pshatim. One is that that's a din in Edim. That Edim are not considered that they have testified unless they gave over the entire story. The Meiri has a different pshat. The Meiri says the Edim may be Talmid Chachamim. And the Edim may know that they, if they'll just say Yaki Yoisi is Yoisi, which is actually all that happened, the person will be put to death. But there isn't a reason to put the person to death. So that's why we have to hear them say it, and we know that people aren't going to lie that easily. Furthermore, there's an interesting machloikus, at least according to the Lechem Mishnah, between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. According to the Yerushalmi, the case that our Mishnah now is referring to, where the Edom have to clearly say what they heard, all they have to say is just the Shem Hashem. That's what the Yerushalmi says. The Bavli seems to hold, says the Lech Mishnah, that they have to say the entire statement that was said by this person. So they take everybody out of the room. Who's everybody taken out of the room? The Farshim explained that normally there are all sorts of attendants and assistants and sofrei dayanim that are here in the Bezdin. They have to be removed from the room. And Shailim as a godal shebineim. They ask the greater of the two edim, V'amaloi, and we ask him, Emor Masha Shemata, repeat exactly what you heard, Beferish, tell us explicitly what you heard, V'ayman, he repeats, V'adayonim omdim al agrayim, hearing this terrible thing that the yonim must be standing, V'karim v'lo ma'achim, when they hear it, they have to rip their clothing, and as we learned in Masechta Ma'idkot, under certain circumstances, the chiyiv kriya is so strong that it can't be repaired. Vashani Oimer Afanikamayu, and so too says the second aid, Vashlisha Oimer Afkinmayu, and so too says the third aid. They don't have to repeat exactly what was said, they could just say Afanikamayu. What's the halach? Why would we need Shlishi? Posh Pshat, we'll discuss this in the Gemara later in the Perek, but Posh Pshat in the Mishnah is that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, who holds that even though we know that two Eidim are adequate, if you have more Eidim, they all have to say the testimony. And not only that, but there's a din of Eidus Shabbatul Mekutzos Shabbatul Kula. If one of those Eidim get disqualified, the entire Eidus collapses. Furthermore, the Mefarshim point out that if we're so anxious to limit this terrible Chilul Hashem, so why do we have him say it? Why don't we just have him write it? Mefarshim suggests the writing is worse than talking, because talking doesn't have a permanent record. Versus writing, there would be a permanent record of this klol of Hashem. Two interesting piske halacha that I saw in the poskim that aren't related to this issue, but I learned from our Mishnah. Chazon Ish, we know that the Chazon Ish, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, one of the things that he instituted was the system for Trumas and Maisers, how every Jew, as he buys produce, fruits, vegetables, would be able to, in a simple manner, take off Trumas and Maisers. But it involves saying a Nusach. And what happens, says the Chazon Ish, that if you're somewhere and you don't have the Nusach? So says the Chazon Ish, a big Chiddush, based on this Mishnah, that all you need to do is do what you're supposed to do. It's not now time to review all these halachas. And just say, I'm relying on the Nusach that's in the Siddur. Just like we find in our Mishnah, you could say, Af Ani Kamayu, and that's good enough to be considered a testimony. There too, just saying I'm relying on what it says on the Siddur is good enough. Another interesting question that I saw Rav Moshe discusses is as follows. We know, it's actually a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. What is the proper way to say Kiddush Friday night? Standing or sitting? Shulchan Aruch Paskin should stand, because we know saying V'yichulu is considered saying testimony on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, testimony is set standing, especially such testimony. And the Ramah Paskins, you should do it sitting, because of the rule of Kiddush V'Makom Suda. The question Rav Moshe discusses is, if the person who's making Kiddush for the people sitting there is standing, can the people who will listen sitting, or vice versa? Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosoi Paskins, that the people hearing the Kiddush should do the same thing as the person making the Kiddush. If he's standing, you stand. If he's sitting, you sit. Rav Moshe says a very big Kiddush. Rav Moshe says, and he bases it on our Mishnah, that's why I'm repeating it. He says as follows. If the person who is hearing the Kiddush were actually to say something, like in our Mishnah, so then he's an active participant. And therefore, he has to follow the same rules as the person saying the Kiddush. But since the halach is that the Mekadesh says the entire Kiddush, and the people listening don't do anything, they say Amen, but the Amen isn't necessary for them to be Yoytzeh the Chiyuv Kiddush, so therefore it's a different situation. It's not like Afani Kamayu, it's even less. Therefore, Ramosha says that the person making Kiddush could be standing and they sitting or vice versa. Says the Gemara, Tana, it's not considered that somebody was Mevarach as Hashem, Achivarach Shem B'Shem. Until when he curses Hashem's name, he says Hashem's name should strike Hashem. Menonimili. How do we know we need Shem B'Shem? Amishmo, the Amakra, v'noikiv shem. V'noikiv shem yumus. So the Pasuk says, v'noikiv shem. Says the Gemara, v'mahaydin hay noikiv lishn de bruchi hu. How do we know that this Pasuk at all is teaching us the halacha of cursing Hashem's name? Who says that that's the definition of the Pasuk? Answers the Gemara, the Ksiv. We know Bilam said, me'ekoiv le'kavakel. So we say that that the word ekoiv means to curse. So here the Torah tells us the einish, the chiyuv misa, for cursing. But we know, and we're going to discuss this more, that there's a rule of ein einshim el kemes hirim. So where is there has horror for this terrible iser? Because the Pasuk says, elokim loisakalab. Ask the Gemara, perhaps what the Pasuk means with the words v'naik of shame, v'ayim mirvasu. It means that you shouldn't stab, you shouldn't pierce Hashem's name. And how do we know that the word yikov means piercing? The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, v'yikov chor b'dalso, he pierced a hole in the lid of this aron that was there. And from where would we know that one should not treat Hashem's name that way? Because the Pasuk says, we have to destroy the names of the Avodah Zarah. However, Hashem's name should certainly not be treated that way. Answers the Gemara, if that's the way we would define the Pasuk, as we started the Gemara, the way one does Noikiv Shem, he needs Bina, shame b'shem. If you're piercing Hashem's name, v'leka, how do we have shame b'shem? Ask the Gemara Eima, perhaps what the Torah means is the monarch Shnei Shem Sa'adodi, he has the name of Hashem on two pieces of paper, one on top of the other, u'bazalahu, and he pierces them, and that's shame b'shem. Answers the Gemara, hahu, that's not called shame b'shem. Those are totally two separate acts. Hahu noikev, a chayz v'noikevu. He just separately piercing Hashem's name. That isn't shame b'shem. Says the Gemara Eima, maybe what the Torah means is the chayit shem apum de sakina. Somebody graves the name of Hashem on the edge of a knife, ubozabo, and he uses it to pierce Hashem's name. Answers, and that would be shem b'shem. Answers the Gemara again. Hahu chorfa de sakina lehu de kabaza. It's the sharpness of the knife that's causing the pierceness. It's not the piercing. It's not Shem Hashem which is causing the piercing. Answers the so the Gemara attempts a different approach. What Noikiv Shem means? Ask the Gemara Eima. Perhaps what Noikiv Shem means is Purusha Shmehu, that you announce or you elucidate Hashem's name. You say Yudkei Vavkei. The Ksiv, as how do we know that that's the definition of Noikiv? The Ksiv, because as the Pasuk says, V'yikach Moshe V'aron es Anoshim Elu Asher Nokvu B'Shemos. V'Azara saying, where would we know that such an act is Asur? Because the Pasuk says, Hashem L'Kecha Tira. And mentioning Hashem's name in that way is a lack of Yira of Hashem's name. Answers the Gemara, Chodah. There are two problems if that's the way we're going to say the Pasuk means, v'noik v'shem Hashem yumas. Number one, how would we fulfill the requirement, says the Gemara, chada, to be in Hashem b'shem. V'leka, how could we fulfill that basic requirement? Void, furthermore, asks the Gemara, havalei azharas esei, v'azharas esei lo yishpe azhar. Which means as follows. As I said a number of moments ago, ein einshim elam keim asirim. That means, Pasha Pshat, this is the way we always explain it. For something to be Asr, the Torah has to say it twice. It has to tell the Ashara, the Isser, and it also has to tell us the Oynish. But here the Torah doesn't tell us an Isser, the Torah just tells us a positive. The Torah just tells us a positive of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, and that's not considered an Ashara. So there's a beautiful piece of Michas Chinuch on this Gemara. The Michas Chinuch quotes the Sefer HaChinuch, who says that the reason that Ein Einshim and Kemes Hirim is different than what I just explained. I explained Ein Einshim and Kemes Hirim, which is the way the Michas Chinuch explains it, that something is not Asur unless the Torah says an Einish for that act and an Ashar for that act. Michas Chinuch quotes the Chinuch, who says the reason Ein Ein Shem Hakeim is Hirin is if the Torah didn't tell us explicitly something is Osir, then we would think you're allowed to do it. But if you do it, you'll get an Einish. That's what the Torah has to tell us in Azhara, that not only is there an Einish if you do it, but you're Oiver and Aveira for doing it. Says the Meches Chinuch, if that's Pshat in Ein Ein Shem Hakeim is Hirin, so what's our Gemara saying? Why is an Azhara say, according to the Chinuch, not a valid Azhara? It's telling us you're not allowed to do it. It's just saying it in a positive way, not in a negative way. So obviously, the Pshat says the Meches Chinuch for Ein Ein Shem Hakeim is Hirin is that the Torah has to explicitly say, besides the Einish for an act, that the specific act is us. Vibay Seima, another way of understanding that Naikiv means to curse, Amakra, V'yikav Yikalal. He cursed, so we see V'yikav and Yikalal. Ask the Gemara, Lememra, the Naikiv, Klolahu. So we say that Naikiv means Klolah. Who said, ask the Gemara, who tells us to learn Pshat that way? The Dilma, perhaps the way to understand it is, Adavit Havayu. He has to do Naikiv and Yikalal. Answers the Gemara, if Yikav and Yikalal were not one and the same, because the pasuk says, after that person was identified, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hoitzi es Mekalo. Now, if Noikiv and Mekalo are not the same, and both are required for the person to get the Einish, the pasuk should have said, like Hoitzi es Noikiv veha Mekalo. The Torah should have used the words Noikiv and Mekalo. The fact that the Torah only used the word Mekalo, Shema min hachadihi, it's just one act. Torah bonim. Ish. The pasuk begins, when it teaches us, ish, ish, ki, kalal, al-kav, ish, ma, tam, alayma, ish, ish, it would be adequate if the Torah just used the word ish. Le rabbi says, oiv, the kachavim, shem, muzharim, al-birkas, Hashem, ki, Israel. The goyim, too, may not curse Hashem's name. However, vein, harogim, whereas, if a Jew does such an aver, he's chayiv, skilo, vein, and harogim, el, b'sayiv, dir, chiv, mises, chiv, sayiv. Four says the Gemara, Shakal Misa Amur B'nei Anayach, whenever Goyim Am Chuyiv Misa, Eina Ela B'Sayiv, the Chiyiv Misa is a Chiyiv Sayiv. So according to Meir, a Goy is also Oiver if he curses Hashem's name. Ask the Gemara, V'ha Mahach Nafka, is this din about a Goy learned from this Pasuk, Mahasam Nafka, we're going to be spending quite a while speaking about the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And the Gemara is going to quote, starting on the bottom of this Amid, a Pasuk in Parashas Bereishis, and we explain that the word Hashem in that Pasuk is here to teach us Birchas Hashem, that a guy, one of Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, that a guy is not allowed to do is curse Hashem's name. So, why do I need this Pasuk to teach us? Answers the Gemara, Am Rav Yitzchak ben Nafcha, Benitzcha el Lerubusa Kenuyim. It's coming to teach us that not only may you not curse the Yudkei Vovkei name, but even the Kinuyim may not be cursed. Valivid Rameya, the Tanya, Ish Ish Ki Yikala Lakov, V'Nasa Chatoi, Ma Tam Eloimer, what does the Torah have to tell us this? V'Loi Kvanemar, have we already not learned? V'Noikiv Shem Hashem, Mois Yumas, answers Rameya, L'Fishinem V'Noikiv Shem, Mois Yumas, Yochlo Yehei Chayiv, Elal Shem, Hamiyuchot, Menayin L'Rabbis Kol HaKinuyim. How do we know that all the kinuim are also included in this Isser? Tamalayim ish ki kala l'kav, mikom mokim. Divrei Remeya. That Yechayev for, Yechayev according to Remeya, by goy for kinuim. V'chom oimrim, al shem ha-miyuchad, for shem ha-miyuchad, there's a chiv misa, v'al kinuim, there's a chiv only, a chiv azhara. A number of machlokes in here. First of all, what is included in the kinui, when we say kinuyim? Some Rishonim say, we know there are two types of kinuyim. There are certain kinuyim that are Hashem's names, but it's not, it's only descriptive. Rachum, Chanun. And there's some shame of Hashem, which are kinuyim, but they're really Hashem's name. Best example I could give is Shakai. So certainly, Shakai is included in kinuyim. But what about Rachum v'Chanun? That's actually the subject of a machlokes. Furthermore, our Gemara says that the Rabbanan agree that a Jew, even though he's not chayiv misa, if he curses Hashem's name with a kinui, there's an ashar, he's over a lav. The question is, will he get malchus for that or not? Most Rishonim are of the opinion, I think, that there will not be a chiv malchus, either because it's a lav shame by Maisa, or because it's a lav shenitin lasharis misis bezd. Says the Gemara, upligi, so this explanation had the Rabbanan saying that only a Jew is chayiv by kinui, not a goy. But says the Gemara, this explanation of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka is in disagreement with what Rameshi said. Upligi the Rameshi, Dar Rameshi, Ben Noach Shemvarach Hashem b'kinuyim. According to Rabbanan, even a goy who cursed Hashem then with a kinui, the Rabbanan chayiv. The Rabbanan will agree it's chayiv. My Tama, Dar Mekra. The pasuk when it speaks about the isser of cursing Hashem's name uses the word kiger ke'ezrach to teach us ger ve'ezrach hu debeinan benok v'shem. Strictly by Jews does the shem hamayuchad have to be used for there to be an isser. Aval oiv gechavim afilu bikinui. So according to this opinion, it's not only Rameir that holds that if a goy cursed Hashem's name bikinui, he did an aveira, even the rabbanan. Aster Aruch Haner, a gevaldige kasha. We learned in our previous shir, and in Mitzvah we're going to learn it in today's shir again, a concept that it's difficult to find that the Torah should be stricter with a goy than with a Jew. Aster Aruch Haner, that according to Rameir, and according to Rameish's explanation of the Rabbanon, a goy is over by kinui, and a Jew isn't. So we have a situation that we're more machmer by a goy than by a Jew. Answers the Aruch Haner that since, as we learned, a Jew also may not curse Hashem's name, so the only difference is regarding the punishment, that's not considered a situation that we're being stricter by goyim than by Jews. Vermeer, who already used ish to teach us that a goy is not allowed to curse Hashem's name with a kinui, hi kiger ke'ezrach, my avdlei, what does he use this pasuk for? To teach us a different halacha, the geva ezrach that cursed Hashem's name, achayiv skila, avloiv kechavim is only chayiv saif. Because sakadat chamina, we perhaps would have assumed hoyel v'srabu that all the halachas of birchas Hashem that apply by a Jew also apply by a goy. So perhaps we should treat them all the way that way. Kamashmon, as far as the chiv misa remains different. Ask the Gemara, Rav Yitzchak Nafka lived Rabbanan. Rav Yitzchak Nafka, who according to Rabbanan hold that a goy is not chayiv for Birkas Hashem bikinui. Hai kiger ke'ezrach may avadlei. To teach us, ger ve'ezrach hu debeinan, as we began the Gemara, this detail of shame b'shem. Aval oiv kechavim is oiv da'aveira mevarchas Hashem, loy be'inan shem b'shem. Ask the Gemara, may you use the words ish to tell us that a goy is chayiv for mevarchas Hashem? Ask the Gemara, according to Rabbanon, ish lamali, why will they use the words ish to teach us? Answers the Gemara, they don't use it to teach us anything. They said that's the style of language the Torah uses. Begins the Gemara, as I say, we're going to speak about the halacha of the Zayin Mitzvah Pnei Noach. Tan Rabbanon, Sheva Mitzvah Snitztava Pnei Noach, the Zayin Mitzvah Pnei Noach, Dinan, Machloikis Rambam and Ramban, how to understand what Dinan means. The Rambam says that Dina means that Goyim have an obligation to set up a system, a judicial system of courts and police. In fact, according to the Rambam, the reason the Bnei Yaakov had a right to kill Shechem, the city of Shechem, because they didn't have in place such a system. The Ramban says that Dina means that you have to have a law of the land. People have to treat each other. You have to have labor laws, and you're not allowed to steal, and you're not allowed to cheat, etc. Birchas Hashem, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, V'Shvichas Damim, V'Gezel, V'Eivim Menachai. All of these are the Zayin Mitzvah Pnei Noach. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel adds, Af Al Adam Menachai, that a goy may not eat the blood of a living thing. Rav Chita Oma Af Al Asiris, a goy may not sterilize a living thing. Reb Shimon Omer Afal Kishif, Kishif is also. Reb Yosef Omer Kol Omer Parshas Kishif. All of the halachas that are included in the Parshas Kishif Ben Noach Muzar Lav, a goy may not do. The pasuk says La yimatze b'chamav b'noy ubita b'eish. That's moilich. Kaisav k'samim. Ma'ayna menachav m'chashev. V'chay v'chever. V'shoyl oiv yedayin v'dayrish ala esim. Because, says the Pasuk, or v'glal ha-toyevus ha-eila, Hashem alakecha, marishim oisam epanecha. V'lay onish, and the Torah certainly would not tell us that the goyim would get such a horrible punishment, elam ken hizr, unless it was asr. Rabbi Lozheimer, af al kloyim, musarim b'nei noyach. Af al kloyim. Goyim may not participate in kloyim. And therefore, says Rabbi Lozheimer, mutarim b'nei loyach lilbash kloyim, they're allowed to wear a shatnez garment. Ulazra kloyim. Lazra kloyim means if they have a handful of seeds, a different minim, they could plant it together. However, veinasrum, what they may not do is babos behema, they're not allowed to mate two different types of animal, or barkovas ilon, they're not allowed to graft two different types of trees. In fact, I saw from the Shalos Hatshuvos Yehuda Yala that he paskins that a Jew who somehow has a tree that's a climb tree may not sell it to a goy for two reasons. Because he says that perhaps the Isser for goyim is not just an Isser for them to graft a tree, but it's even also for them to maintain a tree. And furthermore, we're not a profit from Klein. So if a Jew has such a tree and he sells it, he's profiting from Klein. So Gemara has just elucidated and enumerated all the mitzvahs that apply to goyim. The Zaymitz Bnei Noach. Now the Gemara begins, Menonimili, from what is the source for every one of these things. Amar Yotam, Amar Kroh, V'yitzav Hashem El Kim El Odom Leim Mekol Eitz Agon Oichot Ta'eichel. And the Gemara begins to explain. V'yitzav means Elu Hadinim. V'keno Oimer, how do we know that Tzav refers to Dinim? Ki Datev L'manash Yitzav Es Bonav Es Beis of Achrov, V'shomru Derech Hashem Lasois Tzdoku U'mishpat. So ask the Mefarshim, so Tzav isn't only referring to Mishpat, it's also referring to Tzedakah. So perhaps Goyim should have to give Tzedakah. So I saw two answers. One answer, Tzedakah there means the judicial system, that they should work out any disagreements. Another pshat is, and this is an important point that we're going to use, our Gemara is only referring to what a Goy may not do. Our Gemara is not focusing on what a Goy must do. And indeed, perhaps a Goy has to give Tzedakah, but that's a positive, not a negative. In fact, I saw a fascinating opinion that a goy maybe has a chiyuv to daven. The only difference between a goy and a Jew is that a Jew has to daven three times a day, no matter what, and a goy only has to daven when he needs something. Continues the pasuk in explaining the pasuk. Hashem, subirchas Hashem. Elokim comes to teach us that God may not worship Avodah Zarah. Refers to issues of morality. The pasuk says, "Hanyishlach ish as ishtoi v'holcha mi'itoi v'yehosel ish acher." So we see that has to do with Gilei Rois. Ask Tosfos, what is that pasuk speaking about? That pasuk is speaking about the Isser Machzik Rishosoi. The one may not take back his wife after he divorced her. But that din doesn't apply by Goyim. So how can we use a pasuk that has nothing to do with Goyim, has nothing to do with the way Goyim have to behave, to teach us that Goyim are Osir, the Gilei Rois? So Tosfos says that even though Goyim don't have the Issa Machzik Rishosoi, but since that pasuk is speaking about Issu Erva, we could use it to teach us this halacha. But I saw another very nice pshat. Typically, specifically in those days, people only divorced because of Gilui Arayis. So divorce and Gilui Arayis travel together. Mikol Eitz Hagan, V'loi Gezel, you can't steal. Ocho Ta'archo, V'loi Evi Menachai. So ask Tosfos, here it seems that Adam Arisha wasn't allowed to eat Eva Menachai. But as Tosfos, we're going to learn a Gemara in Daf Nun Tes, that Adam Arisha wasn't allowed to eat any meat. So why? What's special about Eved Menachai? So some Mefarshim indeed say because of this kasha that this man Dama holds that Adam Rishon was allowed to eat meat. Another pshat, this is a pshat of Taisus. When Hashem told Adam Rishon that he's not allowed to eat meat, it meant only meat that he's not allowed to go kill an animal in order to eat it. But if an animal happens to fall and die, you're allowed to eat that animal. Here, the Torah is telling us that even if the animal falls, Adam Rishon can't rip off a limb to eat from that animal. A third teretz I saw to this kasha is, even though Hashem never told Adam Rishon he's not allowed to eat meat, but he never told him he's allowed to eat meat. And until Hashem told him he's allowed to eat meat, he wasn't allowed to eat meat. Eved Menachai, not only didn't Hashem say the positive, Hashem specified that he may not eat Eved Menachai. Also interesting, Machloikus Rishonim, Machloikus Rambam in Ravid, if the Issa Daraisa of Eved Menachai is only by Behema, only an animal, that's the opinion of the Rambam. The opinion of the Ravid is that Eved Menachai is even by Oifus, even by birds. Says the Gemara, Kiyos Rav Yitzchak Tani Ipcha, V'yitzav refers to Avodah Zarah, V'yitzav Zohar Avodah Kachavim, Elokim Sudin. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, to say that the word Elokim means Dinim, Tiksiv, V'nikra Baal Bayis Elokim, so we see it refers to court. Elo Yitzav Zohar Avodah Zarah, my mashma, where do I see that the word V'yitzav has anything to do with Avodah Zarah? Answers the Gemara, Chizdov Rav Yitzchak Rav Dimi, Chana Masora Mahem and Aderach Asher Tzevisim Osulahem. So we see Tzav is Avodah Zarah. V'Chadamar a pasuk in Hosea, Oshik Ephraim Rotzot Mishpat Keholach Achet Tzav. They followed Avodah Zarah. Ask Ramai Benayu, and Ramos has a beautiful pshat here. He says the Gemara in this sugya has and will mention different psukim to teach us different sources. And the Gemara never asks, my benayu. All of a sudden here, points out the Ramah, the Gemara asks, my benayu. Why? So Ramah has a beautiful pshat. In the other Gemaras that we're learning, one quotes a pasuk, this pasuk from Chumash, the other mandama quotes another pasuk from Chumash. Here, the first mandama quotes a pasuk from Chumash. The other mandama quotes a pasuk from Navi. Why would you quote a pasuk from Navi if you could quote a pasuk from Chumash? There must be a halachic nafkamina. And therefore the Gemara wants to know what is that nafkamina. Answers the Gemara, Ikka benayu, Akam sh'asa avodah zarah v'lo ishtachvala. If the Akam just manufactured an avodah zarah but didn't actually worship it. L'man dama osu v'shas asim echayiv. The guy is chayiv from when he manufactures it. L'man dama keholach, he's not chayiv avodah zarah ad the ozu baslo until he actually worships it. Ad the Ozer Baslo Palachla. Ask the Gemara, Omer Rava, Omi Yikol Man Dama Akum Shosa Avodah Zarah V'lo Yishtach Lo Chayiv. Can there be an opinion that if an Akum manufactured an Avodah Zarah and didn't worship it, it should be Chayiv? Ask the Gemara Tanya, V'Akum Dvar M'Shebez Nashi Yisrael M'Misen Amleim. When it comes to Goyim, whatever a Jewish court would give a Jew, would execute a Jew for, the Aloch is, Ben Noach Mosaleim, a guy may not do it either. However, Em Bezin Shal Yisrael Mameisin Aleim, if a Jewish court wouldn't execute, Em Ben Noach Mosaleim, Lamuti Mai, isn't it coming to teach us that Akum Shavasa Vadazar, Veloish Tachvalah, that a Jew doesn't get Misa, and Akum is not Asr? Says Meraloi, Amr Papaloi. That's not what it's come to, that's this price has come to teach us. This price has come to teach us, Lamuti Gifa Phoenician. If somebody just hugged and kissed an Avodah Zarah, a Jew is chayiv and an Akum isn't. Ask the Gemara, Gif of the Nish Demai. Exactly what was the circumstance that the Avodah Zarah was hugged and kissed? Elay Mekadaka, if that's the way the Avodah Zarah is worshipped, Bak Talahu. It's a Chiyav Misa. Ela, Lamute, Shloi Kedarka, that a Jew, even if it's Shloi Kedarka, may not do it, and an Akum may. Ask the Gemara, Dinam B'nai Noach Ifkid, is this true that the B'nai Noach were commanded by Dinam, V'tanya, Esa Mitzvahs Nitzdah Yisroh B'morah. There were 10 mitzvahs that Klai Yisroh were given in Morah. Sheva, the Zayim Mitzvahs, Shekibon Leim B'nai Noach, V'sifon Leim, Dinam, V'shabbos, V'kibir Av V'ein. Dinim, Diksiv, Sham Sam Laichaik Umishbet. Shabbos for Kibbut Avaim, Diksiv, Kashat Sifcha Shem Lakecha. The Pasuk says in Seres Adibris, Kashat Sifcha Shem Lakecha. Ram of Yehuda, Kashat Sifcha B'mara. But the question here is that we only got it by Mara. They weren't there previously. A number of points to be made. First question is, how do we say that we got 10 mitzvahs from Mara? 7 we already had. So they should have said we only got 3. So a Farshim answer that there was an entire new revelation in Mara, a whole new level that had no connection to the previous obligation. Actually, there's another question that should have been mentioned. These psukim that we learned earlier weren't said to Noach. The pasuk of Yitzav was said to Adam. So why are these called Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? They should be called Zayin Mitzvahs of Adam. So the Mefarshim answer that since Adam had other mitzvahs, so he wouldn't, the number 7 that weren't applicable to the later generations, Eitz Hadas, so we couldn't say Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. It was Noach that had these 7 mitzvahs. I saw a beautiful vart for Amei Shapiro. So the way we're learning now is that there were 3 new mitzvahs given by Mara. What were the 3 mitzvahs? Dinim, Shabbos, and Kibbut Avaim. Why? Says Amei Shapiro. We all know the Gemara that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Klal Yisrael the Torah, the Malachim said that we are Bamitzra. We come first because the Torah was with us earlier. The halacha is, says Ramei Shapiro, beautiful vart, that a shut, even though there's halacha bametzra, which we learned, that if I have a house, right of first refusal goes to my neighbor, but a shutuf comes before a neighbor. There's no dinner bametzra when there's a shutuf. That means if I have a partner in my house, he has first rights to buy it. Says Ramei Shapiro. The Gemara says regarding all 3 of these things, dinim, dain shadon den emes lamita nasa shutuf lakadosh baruch hu. Shabbos, kol hashem shabbos nasa shutuf lakadosh baruch hu. Kibbut avaim, the Gemara says, respect your parents because they are partners with Hashem. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do in Mara was create us as shutfim. And once we were shutfim, the tain of the malachim, that they are bar mitzvah, would fall away. Another interesting point that the Rishonim make based on this Gemara. The question is Kibbut Avaim 2 mitzvahs or 1 mitzvah? From our Gemara, it's clearly mashma, it's clearly indicated that Kibbut Avaim is 1 mitzvah. Even though the Shaul Shachuvas Mach Nechaim says that even though they're considered 1 mitzvah, you don't have to do both Kibbut Avaim to be Mekayim the mitzvah. If you Mechabed your Ava, you Mechabed your mother, you Mekayim the mitzvah. Furthermore, I saw a very interesting Shaila. What would be the halo? There's a rule. Ain oisa mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. You're not allowed to do many mitzvahs at the same time. So let's say your mother asks you to carry something and your father asks you to carry something. Are you allowed to carry both baggages at the same time? Maybe it's ain oisa mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. However, the Mefarshim say a very interesting word. Ain oisa mitzvahs chavilas chavilas when you have 2 distinct mitzvahs. Let's say your father asks you to carry 2 packages. You would have to carry both packages. So what's the difference if your father asks you to carry 2 or your mother asks you to carry 1 and your father asks you to carry 1? But the question goes back. Here we're learning that dinim were only given in Mara, and we learned that dinim is one of the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avuah Leinitzcha Elal Eidav Eidim Vesra. A Bezdin has to have proper number. Eidim, you have to have, as we learned at the beginning of Masech, the 23 or whatever. You have to have 2 Eidim. And a person is not executed unless he had a Sraw. Ask them, if that's Pshat, Yehochi, my voice, Sifalei in Dinim. Didn't add Dinim. If anything, it's just the opposite. Now we have less. It's much harder to convict because you have to have all of these halachas. Ela Merov, La Nitzucha, Ela Ladine Knossos. That a Mara, there are certain times that the Torah says that you get a fine. Now, fine is more than what you did. And that came to Klal Yisrael. That was taught to Klal Yisrael by Mara. Ask the Gemara, still the wording is inappropriate. Akati, v'yisifu bidinim mibayalei. That there are new rules. El amarav ach ba'yakov, v'nitzcha elahoshe bezda b'koplach uplach That in Mara we got an obligation that we have to set up a judicial system with courts in every town and every city. Ask the Gemara for her. Is that a rule that doesn't apply to the Goyim? For Tanya, Kishem Shin Estav Yisrael, Lo Shiva Bati Dina, B'chol Plach, O'Plach, or B'chol Ivi Ir, just like we have this obligation. Kach Nitzav B'nei Noach, Lo Hoshe Bati Dina, B'chol Plach, O'Plach, or B'chol Ivi Ir. So again, why is the new Dinim that we learned tomorrow that only applied to us? El Amarava, Hai Tana Tana de Bein Menashe. Who this Tana is, the Tana Bein Menashe? The Mapich that he takes out from the group of the Zaymitz B'nayach D'dach, we're going to explain it, V'ayel Sach, explains the Gemara. The Tanah B'nai Menashe, Shev Mitzvah N'stav B'nai Noach, Avedazor V'gilei Reis V'shvichus Tomim, Gezel V'Eva Menachai, Sirus V'Klayim. So he added Samach as Sirus, and Chof is Klayim, and he took out Dinim, and he took out Birchas Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adam Rishon lo nitzava ela avodah zarah bilvad. The only mitzvah that was given to Adam Rishon was avodah zarah. Shenamar, v'yitzav Hashem elokim al Adam, to loshin yochid. Only this mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh Omer, af abirchas Hashem. Adam was told also that he may not curse Hashem's name. V'yash Omerim, af al Dinim, he was told about Dinim. Ask the Gemara, command Ozla, Hodam Rav Yudam Rav, Elakim Ani Loisikluni, Elakim Ani Loitimiruni, that you're not allowed to worship another Avodah Zarah, don't rebel against me, don't exchange me, Elakim Ani Yemari Aleichem, that those were the three mitzvahs included in the Elakim that was said to Adam Rishon, command, that is the opinion of the Yesh Oimrim that says that these three mitzvahs were given to Adam Rishon.